Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time! Go with the flow.
Well, hello, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortese. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortese back with you. Thank you to my sons, Phil and Nick, for filling in last week. Took their mother on a little visit to see some family out in California. How'd the boys do, Jer? Did good job, yeah. So that's good. Hope you enjoyed that show. Today, open phone lines, anything around the house that needs my attention, nothing on my agenda. Just here for you today at 803-0930. Pick up the phone and give us a call as we get ready for winter on our doorstep and fall. Nice fall so far. I'm going to tell you about our trip in a minute. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and operating for you to text your question in. Same as our calling number, 803-0930. So we have family in both Northern California and Southern California. And my cousin just moved from near LA to more Eastern California, kind of maybe a half an hour from Palm Springs, in a town called Banning, California. And she bought a 1,200 square foot two bedroom house. And of course, the biggest issue for her is she moved out of her parents' house and into this smaller house. The biggest issue is storage. And it made me think about the fact that we are so blessed here in our part of the world that we have basements where you don't see a basement in California, people. I'm just telling you, everything is on a slab and it really does limit you for storage. So we're going to talk a little bit about basements today. And if you have a basement issue, we can address that today, too, on the show. Of course, that is one of the downsides to having the extra storage is the upkeep of a basement, keeping it moisture resistant or moisture proof, keeping water out of our basements. And we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about the whole engineering side of why do we have basements where other parts of the country don't. So I thought it was an interesting topic. What made me think of it, of course, is my cousin saying, I don't know where I'm going to put everything. And of course, she's got shelves in the garage, and that's about it. small little condo complex or independent homes, no place for a storage shed. So she's got to make do with what she has in terms of space. Anyway, I thought that was a good topic for today. What do you think? Give us a call. Let me know what problems you're having with your basement at 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. I want to remind you that the November class, the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, November class is the 4th of November. We are traveling to Sicily, folks. I've got a couple spots left. That one is almost sold out. December 2nd, it is Christmas in Italy, Natale in Italia. That's December the 2nd. And all of next year's classes are now up on our website, cortese.net. Starting in January with January 6th trip to Milan. That's coming up in January. And again, they're all there at cortese.net. February 3rd, we're going to Florence. And in March the 3rd, we're going to Rome. So all the regions of Italy are being explored. The whole list, again, at cortese.net, including our charcuterie class, which is a workshop, four-part workshop, where we're doing a charcuterie board from every region of Italy. Register for that as well. That first class is coming up sometime in November. Go to cortese.net, drop-down menu, Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, and see all of our upcoming classes. How about giving the gift of a class, too? Great gift-giving idea for Christmas. And that's available to you with a click on one of the icons for gift of a class. So all there at cortese.net. So yeah, the benefits of a basement. When you think about the fact that storage is such a big part of what a basement does for us, it makes sense to kind of respect that space for that reason. Of course, a lot of people clutter their basements, and it's kind of a downside to having the space, right? You take the space that you have and you fill it. But when you think about all of the values that a basement affords us, the ability to put storage, certainly, but how about our mechanical systems? Now, my cousin has to live with her hot water tank and her furnace in her garage, so there's, you know, no place else for it. We have the benefit, of course, of having those items in our basement. And the whole issue here is really geographic. Basements are nearly universal in our part of the country, due primarily to climate-related factors. The ground freezes in our area, which can cause problems for house foundations. The deeper you go, the less likely you have an issue of ground expansion. So the idea from a basement was born with that the depth really kept us protected from the movement of frost. The basement kind of became a consequence of the fact that the deeper you go, the less likely you are going to have issues with frost. And that's why in areas like Florida, California, and you know, other parts of the country, you're not going to see a basement. Now, if you remember, if you look at a basement of an older home built turn of the century or thereabouts, before the turn of the century, all basements were built with stone, stacked stone, maybe mortared together. Very, very difficult to keep moisture resistant or moisture proof because the water would just travel right through. And the advent of drain tile, initially was clay, and of course now PVC, allows us to work with the water, and very essential component to keeping a basement dry, working with the water to root it to the sump and then pump it out of your basement. Keeping a basement dry, a important element to being able to have the value of a basement really maximized, right, is keeping it dry. So basement drainage, waterproofing, essential. In addition to that, moisture control is important in your basement. Keeping it ventilated, keeping it free of moisture will protect the items that are stored down there and prevent problems with mildew and mold growth, which is, again, another downside to a basement. So I guess we should make a list of pros and cons here of what basements are. But probably one of the biggest things that are afforded us now in New York State is that we can legally occupy our basements as living space. Now, this is relatively new phenomenon within the last decade where egress windows, now mandated, by the way, in new construction. Okay, you have to have an egress window in if you build a new house. But if you want to retrofit now, in order to use your basement legally, you have to put in an egress window. Again, the cost of that is an issue, but the benefit side of that is we now have legal square footage that we can occupy and bill at a resale as added square footage to the footprint of that house. So, yeah, another added benefit is that square footage is already there, and you could almost call it free square footage. By putting in that egress window, it makes it legal square footage. So lots of benefits to basements. And if you don't have one, you certainly do, I think, appreciate the fact that the storage that you don't have is something you miss. And I can tell you, testifying for my cousin, she's struggling with that now because of downsizing to a smaller house. 803-0930, that's the number for you this Saturday morning. This is Hammer Time Radio. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as Fifon Weck.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Kerry Hewitt from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. I know you know about our great business checking, but did you know that we offer personal and nonprofit checking accounts as well? We know that different people have different banking needs. That's why we have a checking account for everyone. All of our accounts offer the very latest in online banking tools, including our state-of-the-art mobile app, a free debit card, and online bill pay. At Lakeshore Savings Bank, you don't have to sacrifice the customized personal service you deserve in order to get the checking account you need and access to the very latest banking technology. Open an account with us and get the best of both worlds. We're open till noon today. Call us at 716-646-9480. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Gold prices have been at record highs, and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road. Road just off 33. Remember, Tag, you're it.
Trucktober is here on Grand Island at Meguiar, and that makes right now the best time to buy a pre-owned vehicle. Meguiar Toyota, Chevrolet, and Hyundai make up one of the best pre-owned vehicle inventories anywhere. Our combined selection has what you're looking for at the lowest prices in Western New York, guaranteed. Act now and make Grand Island your used vehicle savings destination. Meguiar Toyota, Chevrolet, and Hyundai are all on Alvin Road on one property. We make it easy to shop and easy to buy the exact pre-owned vehicle you want at a price you can afford. That's Meguiar Grand Island Pre-Owned. And as always, at Meguiar, you'll find our upfront lowest price on every vehicle guaranteed. Plus, our 30-day exchange policy will give you peace of mind. If you don't absolutely love your pre-owned purchase, you can exchange it for any reason at full value within 30 days. It's Trucktober at Meguiar. Come see what everyone in Western New York is talking about. Meguiar Toyota, Chevrolet, and Hyundai on Alvin Road in Grand Island. MeguiarCars.com.
Well, as the weather changes and we start thinking about moving inside, it's the perfect time, folks, to give your basement a fresh look. The best choice? Well, it's a Gorilla Floor. It is a surface that's both stylish and practical. And unlike rugs, tiles, or laminate, a Gorilla Floor is designed for easy cleanup if it gets wet. No insurance calls or mold remediation needed. It's a simple, durable, elegant finish. As we talk about basements today, it makes sense to think about a Gorilla Floor. Call today for a free estimate and transform your basement with a Gorilla Floor. Mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time and you get 10% off your already low price. Yeah, it pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Gorilla Basement Floors from Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. 716-715-6927. 715-6927. And always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
West Her New Yorkers truly embrace the fall. We celebrate the changing of the leaves and the coming crisp, cool air. But we prepare for what's to follow as well. And not the least in order of importance is a comfortable, dependable vehicle like a stylish, powerful new Lincoln SUV from West Her Lincoln to get us through the winter ahead. And right now, purchase a new 2024 Lincoln Navigator or a new 2024 Lincoln Aviator and receive 0% APR financing for 60 months. 0% APR financing for 60 months. On approved credit at 16.67 per thousand financed through Lincoln Automotive Financial Services. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by October 31st. See dealer for details. And don't forget the convenience of West Her Lincoln's concierge service. With any new Lincoln brought to you to test drive at your convenience, and after purchase, your vehicle is picked up and returned following any service. If you're thinking Lincoln, think West Her Lincoln, the exclusive new Lincoln dealer in Western New York, right across Millersport Highway from West Her Ford and Amherst.
This is Jeffrey Zimmer from Reed's Gents. My family's been assisting Western New Yorkers with their engagement rings for over 110 years. While our longevity is impressive, there are many reasons to entrust us with your diamond selection. We buy all our diamonds in the world's cutting centers. We have offices and dedicated associates globally working to assist me in finding the best quality diamond for the best price. No one local can claim that. Reed's Gems subscribes to the GIA grading system and grading reports exclusively for our mine diamonds, which means we're not overgrading your diamond. Our stringent quality standards are also layered on our proprietary lab-grown brand, Unearthed. Once your diamond's selected, we custom craft your engagement setting in our own factory in Buffalo. It's our mission to protect you through the diamond buying process, not to sell you. These facts and so many more are what's kept us in business since 1912. I'd be honored to be given the chance for Reed's Gens to escort you down the aisle.
Hey, Dominic here for my friends at Lenco. Lenco Supplies. With fall around the corner, well, actually, we are really knee-deep in fall, right? And it's the perfect time to get your home ready for cooler weather. Look for reliable, affordable Anderson windows and doors from the name I trust in building materials. And of course, that is Lenco Supplies. Check out Anderson's 400 series windows, designed to keep your home cozy in the winter, cool in the summer. They're built for decades of innovation, so you know they'll perform every single day. Swing by any of the three area Lenco locations, Buffalo, Williamsville, or Kenmore, or stop online at Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
1024 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. That's the number for you to call this Saturday morning or text to our text board as we talk about your basement and how much do you value your basement, or is it a big nuisance to you? A lot of areas of the country do not have basements, so they don't have that area to really appreciate as to its benefits. Your comments, your questions, 803-0930 as we travel to Amherst and chat with Larry. Good morning, Larry. We're at your house.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Lair. How's it going?
Hey, Saturday in the sunshine.
There you go.
Can't get any better than that.
You said it all.
at least we do today. I got an interesting situation. I have Bilco doors going into my basement.
Cool.
Lucky when I bought the house, they were there. Anyway, a couple of things. You got to talk about basement. It's also made it very easy to store a lot of garbage in my basement.
Yeah, well, that's the the thing. It's the extra space, and we fill it.
but I say, you know, whenever I go and I look at it, I say, that'll be my kid's problem to unload when I'm gone. But hopefully not too soon.
That's anyway, not fair.
hey, it was done to me. It's an inheritance.
Yeah, that's true.
It to me,
that's
know?
True.
Pass down. Anyway, Would those Bilco doors be considered an egress? Not that I'm going to do anything with my basement, but consider for square footage.
Absolutely.
Would that be?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hiring?
It absolutely is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's another, what an egress requirement is a second exit that is easily aggressible. So the basement stairs is the first, and a well-positioned window, easy to get into and climb out of, would be a second, or a Bilco is another legal form. So
those windows that I have they're kind of small. I've had glass block put in several years ago.
Yeah.
But boy, that'd sure be kind of tough as an egress for without cutting.
No, an egress window has to be within 42 inches of the concrete floor. So it has to be able to be like a regular window that you can open, climb into a well, and then climb out to safety should there be an obstruction to the staircase. That combination makes the basement legal for occupying, including being able to have a bedroom down there.
Now, if I don't have it finished, and I say I want to sell the house, could I consider that because of the Bilco doors? Could I consider that square footage of my basement, even though it's not finished?
Well, because it's not finished, a prospective buyer would have to finish it to make it occupiable square footage. But to answer your question, absolutely, because you have the Bilco, it makes that square footage legal without having to do anything but finish it.
I can add that to my square footage. Okay,
exactly.
Have a great day.
Okay, Larry. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Yeah, appreciate it. Larry's line now available, 803-0930, as we travel next to a cell caller. Jesse, good morning. You're next.
Hi. A question for you. When did they stop doing away with putting floor drains in houses, roughly? Because there's such a convenience to me, other than money, it would be stupid not to have one. I've washed my dogs in the basement. You know, it's come in so handy.
Yeah.
I just think, it's a priority. When I look for another house, it's a priority to have that. So what year would I have to look at?
Where do you live?
Well, I have two properties, one outside of Philadelphia and one I have in Buffalo. But I'm looking for another property.
Yeah. So you're going to want to look at an older home, because the issue really is where does the drain go? And, does it go to the storm sewer or does it go to the sanitary sewer? It has to go somewhere. And usually in the city, in older construction, you would see it go into the sanitary sewer. And the problem with that is, God forbid, there's a problem with a backup. It's not unusual to see a backup of sewerage into a basement as a result of that fact that drain exists. So I think the reason that you've seen them go away is partly related to that, but also the fact that a lot of municipalities in newer areas don't have as sophisticated of a storm system to take the storm water away. So they rely on, the drain tile at the perimeter of the home going out to the street, which there might be a culvert or a storm line there. So getting the pitch from the basement floor to that storm line would be almost impossible because of being so much lower, the basement floor. So there's a lot of logistical issues as to why you don't see floor drains anymore.
Okay, so here's a question for you. Hypothetically, could you put some kind of a floor drain in and then pump it to the outside? I mean, would that be an allowable thing?
I would think it would be no different than having a sump pump. Yeah, so I guess the answer would be that it would be okay if it was accommodating, water runoff, like you're saying, washing a dog or that kind of thing. Of course, you could put a sanitary sink in as well, and that could be attached to a pump, and it's easy to wash a dog in a sanitary sink. So there's another option for you. Let me take a guess. I bet most of you have your furnaces running in these chilly nights, right? Yes, folks, it's that time of year, and that's when everyone calls indoor air because, They will certainly do a good job at razor cleaning your ductwork to 99% of the contamination, and better than most of the other people out there, by the way, which only do about half that. And you don't want to be that guy or girl who waits until that stench permeates your home that burns off from your heat exchanger, all that stuff that's collected over the summer, dead skin cells, bacteria, mold, dust mites. Yep, it all burns off, goes away eventually, but it reminds you of what's lurking deep down in your ductwork, and that, of course, is the list I just made. Get it all cleaned out, folks. Thoroughly sanitize your ductwork. Do it every 3 to 6 years, and do it right by calling Indoor Air Professionals. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, it is that time of year. Yeah, we even turned our heat on, so it's, yeah, and then you get that smell, and then it burns off, and yeah, the missus is saying it's time to get our ducts cleaned again, too. She took a vent off and showed me the dust bunny.
Uh-oh. Oh. We're talking about basements today, Peter, and, you know, the awesome April Air high-capacity dehumidifier comes to mind.
Absolutely right, and we're not – I have a sneaking suspicion, being October 20th, we're not done with rain yet. In fact, looking out at the forecast, it looks pretty good for the first – part of the week. Yeah, you know, it looks good, but we know we'll get rain and then we'll get snow and the snow melts. So you still, yeah, you absolutely want to dry out your basement 5 times better with a high capacity dehumidifier by April Air than you would with the standard, what do we call them?
The Chinese fire starters.
Right.
Yep.
But that's the least of their problems. The main thing is they just don't
work. They don't work.
Yeah, and they run the electric meter, you know, it's hard to believe, something that works 5 times better and it uses less electric. And,
yep,
of course, don't forget this time of year, the medical-grade air purifier that's 40 times more efficient than a HEPA filter. Those are a game-changer for anyone with allergies, asthma, or sinus.
716-683-3000, extension 303 is the number you're going to call. Get ready. Here they are, the extra special Hammer Time radio discounts for the 19th of October.
All right. So first of all, on the all-inclusive duct cleaning, we're going to go with $175 off for our first timer. If you're one of the 60,000 folks that's in line for, if it's been longer than 3 to 6 years, as you wisely mentioned, you probably got a postcard, and that may get you a few more dollars off of that. And then there's $300 off that April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, $350 off the most popular Healthway portable that covers 1,200 square feet, and $500 off the Healthway Super V that hooks up right to your furnace.
Awesome discounts, and only you can get them by calling Peter right now, right to his desk, 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Homeowners, now is the time to see if you qualify for free weatherization services from Supportive Services. I'm Lou Petrucci, Executive Director. We'll come out, assess your home, boost energy efficiency, and make it safer, all at no cost to you. Services like insulation, air sealing, possibly window or appliance replacements, and more. Create a safer and more comfortable home, all at no cost to you. Visit supportiveservices.com today to see if you qualify. Funded by New York State Department of Homes and Community Renewal and the U.S. Department of Energy.
Hey, it's Bauer. For Transit Town Kia, all-wheel drive season is here, I told you. And I've been driving the all-wheel drive Kia 2025 Sportage X-Line from Transit Town Kia. And I got to tell you, this thing is next level. With the premium package, it has everything. Panoramic sunroof, leather, heated seats. Once you have those, there's no going back. And more features than I can list. The thing is loaded. And the best part, it is on special at Transit Town Kia. Payments start with a 2. Yeah, you heard me. 2 Check it out at transittownkia.com under lease deals. And remember, every Transittown Kia comes with their famous world-class customer service and streamlined buying process. The 2025 Kia Sportage X-Line, loaded and affordable on special only at Transittown Kia. Check it out, transittownkia.com under lease deals. Transittown Kia, the Southtown's premier Kia dealership, making car payments affordable again. Transittown Kia, transit just south of Clinton.
So I already talked to Don Powers this morning. He's going to be on next week, by the way. Yep, we got a slow drain at the Cortez household. Seems to happen whenever we go away. I think there might be something to do with some grease that collects in the kitchen drain, and it gets kind of clogged up. Well, he's coming over on Monday to fix it. He's my go-to guy for plumbing advice. 716-861-7337 is the number to call. 861-7337. You know, Don's been around for a long time. He's a master plumber, and he's been around for over 35 years. Yep. And his customer retention rate is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So do what I do. Keep his number handy. 716-861-7337, online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all-new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Tune in to 9:30 a.m. for the Our House Radio Show every Saturday morning from 9 till 10.
Hey there, Buffalo. It's your friends at Riverfront Auto Sales.
We know times are tough with those high interest rates, but at Riverfront Auto Sales, we're making it easier than ever to get you into your dream ride.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
For the whole month, we're covering your first three car payments up to $1,000.
And at Riverfront Auto Sales, we offer 100% credit approval, meaning nobody's left out, because everyone deserves a chance.
Whether you're cruising solo or rolling with the whole family, Riverfront has got the wheels you want and need.
And if we don't have the car you want, we'll find it. Come on down or call 886-1626 and learn how Riverfront Auto Sales could make those first three payments disappear.
You heard right. Riverfront Auto Sales, where your first three payments are on us.
Don't miss out, Buffalo. For the whole month, we're covering your first three car payments up to $1,000.
Remember, when it comes to your next car,
it's got to be Riverfront Auto Sales.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Well, cold weather is approaching, folks, and there's nothing worse than feeling a chill in your home, right? So if your heating isn't keeping you comfortable, it's time to call my friends at TRS. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. TRS will recommend a high-efficiency Rheem furnace system, and they'll offer you many financing options. And if you have an existing furnace, well, it's time for the Hammer Time Special $99 health and safety checkup for your equipment. Just mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time. Go to TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com for details. That's TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com. TRS, powering tomorrow and comforting today.
Hammer Time.
10:40 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930 is the number to call. Anything around the house that needs my attention, talking about your basement, but anything else that needs to be discussed, we're here for you, including the texters who's writing, do you recommend putting a heat strip on the bottom of an outdoor heat pump? That's the problem with the text board, is I can't say, why would you want to do that? Because I'm not quite sure what the benefit would be. So maybe text back or call back and we'll talk about it. I was wondering, I'm a longtime listener of your program, and I was essentially tuned in when I heard the new smart meters causing or possibly causing, oh gosh, where did it go? I guess the essence of it is the power surging as a result of smart meters. Well, let's make this clear about that. The meter that you have, whether it's a smart meter or a traditional meter, will not cause the power surging. Power surging would be caused by a outside influence on the electrical system. So the issue that we talked about the people had smart meters. So smart meters are being blamed for a lot here. When it's really not fair, I guess, to say that they're the cause. The issue that occurred in Lancaster was related to a bird strike that hit a power lines, causing the surge. What we need to think about in our homes today are surge protectors, only because the grid, as it expands, is going to become less reliable because it's going to be taxed further. So as the grid becomes more taxed, the chance of surging is going to be increased. So that's why we need to have surge protection on our electrical systems. Nothing to do with the meter, everything to do with the oscillation of the power grid that could lead to the problems. So again, thanks for that text, but we have to be careful not to blame the smart meters. Smart meters are unfortunately being blamed for this issue as well as for the increased cost of electrical utility. Again, no connection to the smart meter. It's just a simple increase in the rates that were related to the power company's interest in expanding the grid to be ready for the more reliance on the electrical grid, which, frankly, I don't think we're going to get to in anytime soon. Anyway, so that's the answer to that. Let's see. Good morning. This is the gentleman that was inquiring about an issue with the furnace that was constantly leaking water from inside and has one or two companies come out that seems to be really things up, weren't really figuring out what the underlying issue was. And since we're getting into winter, I recommend a reputable company that doesn't goof around. Well, that certainly would be easy for me to do, and that would be to have you call TRS. TRS will give you a straight answer on your issue. They'll give you a reliable fix, and they won't have to worry about being overcharged. That's one thing I like about TRS. They're not going to upsell you into buying more than you need, which is unfortunate that a lot of heating companies are doing that now. They're upselling you into more services, more upgrading, and TRS is going to give you a straight answer. So definitely, without any question, I would recommend you call TRS to have that furnace serviced. Good morning. So it was basically poor choice and timing of window install. Installing smart meters, increasing the price. Yeah, the smart meters are taking the blame for the issue of surging, again, unrelated to the meter, and the issue of the power, the utility increasing and utility costs. Again, related to the Public Service Commission allowing them to do that. The coincidence of the installation of the smart meters was just an odd coincidence that's making it look like it. They're the blame for this, and it's not the case. So there you go. We learned a little bit about smart meters. Again, I've said this already. I've invited New York State Electric and Gas to be on the air to talk about this issue, to kind of set the record straight about smart meters. And for whatever reason, I don't know, they had community seminars around town a couple weeks ago, but they're reluctant to come on the air. And I won't give up on that. I'm going to keep nagging them to see if I can get them to come on. All right, 803-0930. Pick up the phone. Anything that needs my attention, or how about texting us on the Orchard Park, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board? Same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. When you think about reliable services, you think, of course, about all the people we mention each and every week here on Hammer Time Radio. And, you know, becoming a Hammer Time partner has its distinction because you don't have to worry about getting ripped off. Straight and honest and full of integrity. And that epitomizes all of our Hammer Time sponsors, and including Ava Roofing. Now, whenever someone asks me, who do I recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Yep, did you know that Ava installs over 1.5 million square feet of roofing and siding annually across Western New York? Quite an astounding number. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com and book your appointment there. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, when quality matters, call Ava. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Happy birthday.
Hey, take a look outside.
No way. An electric bike? Can I take it for a ride?
We have a car versus electric bike crash on Main Street. Victim is a 17-year-old male and unresponsive. No sign of helmet use.
Don't let your gift become your grief. Work together. Learn about controlling an e-bike and operating it safely before they ride. Wear a helmet. Be careful in traffic. Slow down and follow the rules of the road. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Gold prices have been hovering at record highs since early this year, and now is a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelers. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins in their clean and comfortable setting. Take it to Tag Jewelers, 936 Dick Road. Just off of 33. Remember, Tag, you're it.
Come see what everyone in Western New York is talking about. McGuire Toyota, Chevrolet, and Hyundai of Grand Island. Your destination for savings, especially right now during Trucktober, our largest sales event of the year. Our lots are packed full with hundreds of vehicles, all heavily discounted just for our massive Trucktober event. This is the sale you don't want to miss. The deals, discounts, special low interest rates, and incredible selection make this sale absolutely unbeatable. McGuire, Toyota, Chevrolet, and Hyundai are part of the McGuire Automotive Group, known for their stress-free and transparent buying experience. Shop McGuire and enjoy an easier way to buy with our upfront lowest price guaranteed. Trucktober is on. Now's your chance to make the buy of the year on your favorite truck, SUV, car, or EV from one of the largest automotive groups in New York State, McGuire. Make Grand Island your savings destination and see us today at McGuire, Toyota, Chevrolet, or Hyundai during Trucktober. McGuireCars.com.
Hey, David Belvey here with an important message for military retirees and active duty families in Western New York. Did you know the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan offers a TRICARE Prime option in your area? With this plan, you're going to get high quality, affordable coverage using a wide network of local civilian doctors. Learn more at martinspoint.org/buffalo or call 716-815-7276. Get the coverage, quality, and the savings you've earned with the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan. And
now there's breaking news all day long from around the world. And sometimes all that noise makes it hard to hear about what's happening right here at home. With the free Odyssey app, getting your local news plus breaking news is easy. And even when you're not near a radio, stay connected with what's going on right here by listening live and push alerts. Just download the free Odyssey app and search and follow your local news station and you're good to go. The local breaking news to get you through your day at your fingertips on the free Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? Well, it's Dominic here telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like CoreTech to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they truly have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. Or stop into their showroom at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:50 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic. 803-0930 is the number to call as we go back to the phones. And Bill in Buffalo, good morning. You're next.
Hey, Dom. I moved in a house that had formaldehyde poured in there, I think, in the 80s. And I wanted to know if it's still active or dormant. And where can I get it tested?
So the issue with formaldehyde is that eventually, over time, the toxicity does fade and the risk diminishes. So that's the good news. Now, if we touch it, we might disrupt it. We might cause more of an activation. So I would say that I would send you to an insulation contractor that specializes in blown-in insulation like town insulation, they would be a good place to call if you're thinking about removing it. Now, where is it, in walls or is it in your attic?
It's in between the walls.
Yeah, well, I would leave it alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. How far? Well, it must have been in somewhere in the 70s.
Well, it's settling. It's about halfway up now.
So you think it's migrating and compressing?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what they would do with disrupting it. Whether they would leave it in place and add to it, or whether it would have to come out. So that's a question for them.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay.
I see Ava across the street doing a roofing siding.
There you go. You see them everywhere. That's because they do good work. Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate your call. Let's move to Springville now and say hello to Bill.
Good morning. I'm not a fan of New York State Gas and Electric, but a person reading the meter a while ago regarding smart meters said that one of the surge or increase in your cost might be the fact that the older meters don't read as accurate as the new smart meters. So I don't know if that makes sense or not. But
no, I think there's so much misinformation about the smart meter. And again, a texter's writing, why don't they come on the show to you know, set it straight? And I absolutely agree. I mean, they have a PR department. They should want to have the public be educated on what smart meters are about. The simple whole issue from what smart meters are designed to do is to eliminate meter reading, period.
Sure.
Period. And you know, allow that meter to read itself and send the information in.
Well, hopefully they will pass that savings on to us, right?
No, because the rates are going up because the grid is becoming more of an important part of our life, and it's not designed for that right now.
Yep.
So there you go.
It just kind of made sense to me. If you have a really old one, you know, it might not read as accurate. So.
Well, I guess that's possible. I don't know. I mean, you know, the technology that is being suggested with the smart meter makes sense to me. It's just that they've not spun it in the right direction to make us understand and embrace it.
Correct.
So thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
All right. Moving on to West Seneca. And Bob, hello. You're next.
How you doing, Dominic?
Good.
Just a little thing with new meters. They put one in the end of August in my house. And what had happened was maybe about an hour and a half later, I'm looking at the clock in the stove. I'm like, oh, it's later than I thought. And I looked at the regular clock. Somehow the surge went from taking the old meter out, putting the new one, it was just enough that it did something to the circuit board in the stove. The temperature works. The timer works. I talked to my appliance guy, and he says it probably screwed it up. But to change that circuit board is about $200 plus service.
Wow.
I was like, I guess we'll look at the clock on the wall.
Wow.
And
you know,
the other thing was I just received the other day my new bill with the smart meter in, and I took last year's bills, this year's bills, compared what I used every month, the rates, the blah, 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 blah. And so far, it seems like it's pretty much just my bill is the same as it was with the old
meter.
The
cost is the same or the usage is the same?
The bill, the usage was about the same.
Yeah.
I took all last year's bills, you know, what kilowatts I used, what was charge and delivery charge and all that.
Did you pay the same or did you pay more?
It was basically the same.
Wow.
That's not
what we're hearing from anyone else. Everyone is complaining that rates have gone up, which is the case. They have gone up.
Yeah, so I'm going to wait a couple months. I've got everything broken down, each bill, you know, compared carefully what I use, what the rate was, what the electric rate, what the delivery charge is, and that.
Yeah.
So far, this bill was about the same. We'll see what the next
back to
bill.
Back to your stove, though. Again, I mentioned this already. We all need to think about surge protection. It's not a subject that we've really even talked about much here, but because of the volatility now that's going to be created more and more with the grid being undependable, surge is going to become a bigger issue. So you might have experienced a little surge when the meter was switched, and that would fried your circuit on the clock.
Everything else was fine.
It's
just that.
So surge protection is what I'm going to be start hounding people to do on their meters, on their panels, rather, to protect their house.
Right. So.
All right, Bob.
You have a good day.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's move to Tonawanda now and chat with Natalie. Good morning, Natalie. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. I just want to talk about mold. I thought that's what it was about today.
Right, you're fine. You can talk about anything.
How do we remove mold?
Where do you have it? In the basement?
It's one room in the basement, yes.
Okay. So mold in the basement is typically always related to excessive moisture. It might be active water leaking, or it might be permeation through the walls. Mm-hmm. Do you have any water collecting?
Not that I've noticed.
Okay. So being careful with mold, because it could cause you to get ill, you want to make sure that you wear a mask, a HEPA-filtered mask, and you want to spray that down with a mold eradicator. You can use bleach. It's not as effective as some of the other mold eradicators that you can buy commercially. But the essence of this, though, to be honest with you, Natalie, is going to be preventing the reoccurrence, will be preventing the problem that caused it in the first place,
right,
which would be moisture permeation. A lack of ventilation will also lead to this problem. If it's a closed-off room, there's a good chance that it's just not getting any air, and that's a ripe recipe for the mold to start growing. Airflow will help minimize mold growth as well. So air current, mold eradication, and then a moisture barrier, which would be something like dry lock, will minimize the migration of the moisture that comes through the concrete or block to allow that moisture level to form to cause the mold to grow.
Okay. So you think I can do this myself?
Yeah, but again, I want you to be careful. Wear a mask. You don't want to breathe that mold spore. It could make you sick. I would then, you know, how much of an area are we talking about?
Oh, we're looking at like a room 9 by 12.
That big. And is it all four walls or just two walls or?
Just one wall.
One wall.
Really bad in one area.
You can do it yourself. I just want you to be careful, you know, not to respirate the mold spore. And I would suggest airflow and ventilation to move the air while you're working. And again, spraying that down with a mold eradicator is going to be the essence of it. Cleaning it off and then using a concrete moisture barrier product like Dry Lock will help.
Okay.
All right?
I appreciate
Okay, good
help.
Luck. Yeah. To Wheatfield next. And Eric, good morning.
Hi, Dominic. Good morning. I just had a couple of questions or looking for your thoughts around you were talking about the floor drains in the basement.
Yep.
Growing up, my father had used a standpipe. He had screwed that into the floor and where the drain was, so that when there was excessive water, rather than coming in the drain, the water level had to get so high before
right.
it would come out of the pipe. He had it high enough so that it would be coming in the stationary tubs and everywhere else before that. And then if it was just a matter of seepage or something and it wasn't sewage or drain, you could take that standpipe out, wash things down, and it would go down the drain. What
makes
do you
sense.
Think about that?
It makes sense, but you know the only thing with that is you're actually working with the fact that you're allowing for the water to rise at that level, which is why a drain is not a good idea, because it's letting water come in, whether it's at floor level or at a higher level, it's still letting that water come in. So, you know, it's the risk of flooding is always the case when there's a floor drain if it's connected to the sewer. Hey, have a great week, everybody. Go Bills. We'll see you at the game. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.